Into the home first in Albuquerque. Nothing, nothing. Icetope's first shot at Brad Hand. Icetope's starting lineup presented by Bob Turner's Ford Country, your Noble dealer. Leading off in center field, Tony Gwynn Jr. Batting second at first base, Josh Field. Alex Castellanos hits third and plays third. Cleaning up, left fielder Jerry Sands. In right, batting fifth, Scott Van Slyke. Tim Fedorovich catches, hits sixth. Second baseman Avante Jesus Jr. in the 7-hole. Shortstop Ozzie Martinez bats eighth, and the lefty, the pitcher Derek Loop, hits ninth. Gwynn, Fields, and Castellanos, Sands, Van Slyke, and Fedorovich, DeJesus, Martinez, and Loop for Albuquerque against lefty Brad Hand. Tony Gwynn Jr. finds a space in the left-hand side, and Hand into the wind. Here's the first pitch, and it's inside, a fastball missed, ball one. Gwynn is now hit safely in his last five in a row. Gwynn did not get a base hit in his first day in the Icetopes uniform, and he hasn't missed since. Over six games, batting .381 since coming back from the parent Dodgers. The 1-0 pitch, and a called strike on the inside. It's 1-1 to Tony. Yeah, Gwynn Jr. batting .381, 8 out of 21. Two doubles, two ribbies, two steals, and three tries, and this guy can work a count with the best of them. He sees a ton of pitches. Imagine that. He's a Gwynn. The 1-1 lined into left field. Aguila's right there, and Chris stabs it head high, and Tony hits in hard luck. A bullet, and it finds a glove. There's one away. Scoreless ball game, bottom one. First baseman Josh Fields now with a four-game run of his own. He's hit safely in the last four. Fields hitting .322, 11 homers and 65 dividend. Castellanos winning on deck. Jerry Sands in the hole. Defensively for the Zephyrs, Chris Aguila in left, Jose Duarte in center, Chris Coughlin in right. Mike Cervenac at first, Chase Lambert at second, Alfredo Lopez at short, and Sean Bowman at third. The catcher, Luke Motz. Battery made for left-hander Brad Hand. Fields ready after digging a hole to back line on the right-hand side. Hand deals, and this one is hammered. Deep right center field, away back. Duarte turning, Duarte watching. This one is gone! Over the 428 mark, one of the deepest parts of the ballpark. Fields has made it 1-0 Albuquerque in the first. Josh Fields touching them all. That's a dozen now on the year. 12 home runs, RBI number 66. The PNM power shot has the Icetopes up 1-0 in the home first. Well, two very hard hit balls off of Hand to start this bottom of the first. Third baseman Alex Castellanos bats now. .355 average, second in the league. He's in the right-hand side against the lefty. In the first pitch, drifts down and away. Ball one. Castellanos, 24 doubles, 16 homers, 49 ribbies, and 15 steals. All in 81 games played. Castellanos takes one outside, two balls, no strikes. The starting pitcher and the winning pitcher yesterday, the Icetopes all-star ace, John Eli, called Castellanos earlier today one of the best players in the league, period. A 2-0 changeup swung on and missed by Castellanos, and it's 2-1. 1-0 Icetopes. We're in the bottom of the first. Brad Hand's into the wine. Here's the 2-1 now to Casty. And that one moves his feet off the plate inside. It's ball three. Hand has been outstanding this year for the Zephyrs. Over 24 starts, he's 10-5 with an ERA of 3.50. How about this hit standings pitch ratio? 115 in 139. That's tremendous. 3-1 fastball in the outside corner. Castellanos didn't like the call. He flipped the bat away. He thought it was ball four. Sands will retrieve it for him. Three balls and two strikes to Castellanos. So as you might imagine, with that low hit total, Hand has been tough on league batters this year, holding to a .230 average. 3-2 pitch inside and low. Castellanos walks this time. It's ball four. A one-out walk. Left fielder Jerry Sands will bat. Some of the other peripherals for Brad Hand. Terrific 2-1 strikeout to walk ratio. He's fanned 129. Walked just 65 over 139 innings. Hand is tied for fourth in the league in punchouts. And his whip, walks plus his standings pitch, excellent, 1.29. Enter the Sandman, Jerry Sands, with a chance today to set a new franchise standard. The pitch to Sands raked at third. This one is fair right off the line. He's done it. turning it second, Castellanos. He'll get into third. The ball caroms off the retaining wall, right out to Chris Aguila. It's a rocket single for the Sandman, and 20 straight games with a hit. No isotope has ever done that in the 10-year history of the club. Sands with a 20-game hitting streak now off of that sharp single right off the painted line on the grass in back of third. I mean a laser. Sands now with 38 hits in his last 82 at-bats. 38 for his last 82. That's the number up to the moment in the hitting streak. So for 20 games, he's batting .463. Not too shabby. Shot Van Slank, the hitter now. Van Slank offers it the first and fouls it away upstairs off to the right. Now, Isotope's hitting coach John Valentin said something earlier today that has turned out to be very prescient. He said, I hope we're ready to swing early in the game. Hand likes to try to establish his fastball the first time through the order, and sometimes you can get him. Breaking pitch from Hand, misses outside, a ball and a strike. He said, you let those fastballs go early, he's going to pitch backwards on you the second time through, and then you're playing right into his hands. Hand sat to the belt. 1-1 pitch, swinging a drive, deep left. Oh, my, way back into the McDonald's Pinney Pavilion. Scott Van Slyke uncorks a mammoth three-run home run, and Albuquerque leads it 4-0. One of the guys that John Valentin, the Isotopes hitting coach, said would be ready to swing early in the count in his first AB in the first inning if he got a chance today was that guy, Scott Van Slyke. Van Slyke touches them all for his 16th home run, RBIs 58, 59, and 60. What a start to game two of this series. Tim Fedorovich in the right-hand side. Hand fires and a fastball to knees. It caught strike. It's 0-1 to Fed. A pair of P&M power shots for the Isotopes here in the bottom of the first. And an early 4-0 lead. The 0-1 misses low to Fed. It's a ball and a strike. Fedorovich, 296, 11 homers, 69 driven in, 32 doubles, tops on the club. The pitch to Fed inside at his feet. It's two balls and a strike. Hand has gotten just one out, and that out was a bullet, a line drive out to left. The next four have reached. All four have already scored. Two balls have left the lot. The 2-1. Fed takes it way upstairs, and it's ball three. Valentin told me before today's contest, if Hand is up in the zone, we're going to get him. If he pitches down to the bottom of the zone like he can be really tough. The 3-1 is way outside it. It's ball four, and Fedorovich has walked. It's his second free pass given by Hand here in the first, and the catcher, Luke Mons, is out to talk with the left hand. Well, Brad Hand first faced off with the Isotopes back in April. It was in New Orleans, and he was excellent. He got a no decision, but he gave up just four hits and a run over six innings, fanning six, walking three. He pitched again against the Isotopes at Zephyr Field in the Big Easy on May 29. Struck out 10, that's a season high. Gave up just one hit and one run in 7 1/3. Solid effort again that day. Here's his first one now to Ivan Jesus Jr. A strike call to the inside to Jesus. Runner at first, one out. 4-0 Isotopes were in the bottom of the first. DeJesus stands at even 300. Three homers, 30 ribbies over 55 ball games. DeJesus, he has hits in his last six in a row. The pitch to DeJesus, chopped toward third, it's foul. Bouncing past the coach's box and up against the retaining wall down the line. Two strikes now to Avant. Boy, Hand desperate for a double play, ground ball right here. Something to go his way and get out of this. He has struggled to throw strikes, and when he's thrown them, they've been hit hard. The kick and a two-strike pitch. In the dirt, kicks away from the catcher, Motz, over toward the first base dugout. Into second goes Fedorovich. It's a wild pitch. Ball and two strikes now to DeJesus. Ivan has really started to cook as the weather has warmed. Isotopes leading 4-0 here, bottom one. Remember, DeJesus missed a month at the start of the year. Strained oblique muscle, swinging against the San Francisco Giants in a spring training game at Camelback Ranch in Glendale. 1-2 misses inside, ball two to DeJesus. Ivana's also spent some time in the big leagues with the Dodgers, where he played sparingly up there, but he said it was best time in the major leagues of his career. Got his first taste last year. Said it's a wonderful group up there with the Dodgers this season. 2-2 pitch, and it's outside. 3-2. So DeJesus is at bats with the Isotopes this season, third straight year that he's played majority of the year with the club. Not as many as you'd expect at this juncture. August 19, Yvonne with just 203 ABs, but he's right where he's always been in this league, batting 300. 3-2 pitch, and it's on the outside corner, called strike three. DeJesus punched out looking. He tossed the bat away. He thought it was ball four. Close to the same area on the pitch that Alex Castellanos thought had missed the plate. So the shortstop, Ozzy Martinez, the eight hitter now. DeJesus with some words for our plate umpire, Brandon Mission, as he makes his way back across the home plate circle. Martinez playing against the organization with whom he started, the Marlins. Once a prospect for the Fish, Ozzy batting 261, two doubles, has homered, he's driven in five. The Dodgers traded for Ozzy from the White Sox during the All-Star break this year in July. The pitch to Martinez. At the knees, it called strike. Well, how did Ozzy get from the Marlins, the Zephyrs parent club, to the White Sox? He was compensation for a manager, Ozzy Guillen. Yep. The 0-1, down it in. One Ozzy for another. The Marlins signed Guillen away from the White Sox. And his compensation, they sent Ozzy Martinez to the Pale Homes. How about that? Traded for a skipper. The 1-1 hit on the ground right side at second. A skidding stop by Lamb, and he spins and throws out Martinez. The innings over on a 4-3 put out in a beauty. But the Isotopes get four. Two big home runs, Fields and Van Slyke. A solo and a three-run shot. And after one, 4-0 Albuquerque. Isotopes baseball on 610 Esports Animal.